streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Volume.
Here with my main man, Stucky. You can hear him every week. Action Network Podcast comes out Thursday morning, so go subscribe to that. Rough week last week, Stucky. I did too. I mean, I lost a lot of money. The Rams, just God, I mean, they look like shit. Carolina in shambles. And the Texans, who I looked up, it felt like they were a lock. And then all of a sudden, later Sunday night, wasn't even paying attention. I saw this clip of Zach Wilson getting interviewed after the game on the field. I'm like, the Jets won this game. I didn't watch one snap of that bad boy, but we had a rough weekend, Stucky.
Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving, and then gave it all back plus some on Sunday. This is also a very rough Sunday card, just like last week. It's not
terrible.
It's towards the end of the year. The lines are starting to get more efficient. And then especially this week, it is, you go down the card, it is just 7, 8, 9, 10 point road favorites in division. Never easy. So I wouldn't go crazy on anything this week, but I did find some bets worth throwing a little bit of money down on this week.
Well, I told you last week my favorite bet of the week was Steelers getting 4.5 at the Bengals. I watched that game the other day on Game Pass. The Bengals beat the living shit out of them. And they looked, I mean, the Bengals looked good. Their offense looks remarkable. But the Steelers, just saw a headline. Tomlin put them through a physical practice on Wednesday. This is, you know, I think it's safe to say their season's on the line, especially if you assume some of these 6-5 teams in the AFC are going to win, that the Steelers would be in trouble. little must win spot. Even I don't even know if they're going to win, but you would assume this game would be a little closer. So I guess I would go back to the well, Steelers plus 4.5. What say you?
Yeah, I leaned the Steelers last week. I unfortunately didn't play them, didn't throw more money away last Sunday, but I did play them this week. And I'm the only team I really care about as a bettors. I'm a Ravens fan. And the one thing that I do know as a Ravens fan is you throw out anything that's going on with these teams when they play, records. I mean, look at last year, the Ravens junior JV COVID team went into an undefeated Pittsburgh team and almost beat them. These teams just know each other so well. Since Harbaugh arrived in 2008, the Ravens are 13-13 against the Steelers, and 17 of the 26 games have been decided by 4 points or less, 20 of the 26 by one possession. Here's the craziest part. When either of these teams is favored by 3 or more points in this head-to-head since 2008, the favorite is 1-13-2 against the spread. This game just always ends up coming down to a field goal. The underdog finds a way to win. And you're right. This is a classic Tomlin spot. It doesn't work out every time, but Tomlin last week, not as much of a Tomlin spot. You know, they had a good effort against the Chargers, given how much they were missing. But now, after getting embarrassed, and by the way, do you know who else got embarrassed by the Bengals? Was the Ravens at home. They lost by 35. And the
very
Ravens
very similar ass kicking.
Yeah, and the Ravens have not been great. I mean, look, they didn't deserve to win that game last week. They get their asses kicked by the Dolphins on Thursday night. This is a team that they come back against the Vikings at home. I mean, I can go on and on. They have not looked great. 6-0 in one possession games. Third team in the last 30 years to have 5 fourth-quarter comebacks in their first 10 games. So this team is just really just skating by. A lot of injuries still. Offense doesn't look great. And the Tomlin spot. He's 35-16-2 against the spread as a dog from week 3 on, 29-8-1 against the spread as an underdog versus an opponent with an equal or betting record, 12-3-2 against the spread as a home dog. By the way, teams failing to cover by over 28 points the previous week over the last 20 years are 62% against the spread. The next week, Steelers fit that category this week. And Lamar Jackson just hasn't looked great in his career against the Steelers. They've played very well against him. 3 touchdowns, 5 picks. Hasn't ran it well either. These teams are very familiar with each other. Must win for the Steelers. I think this is too many points. You got to take them with the Steelers at home, even without Watt.
Well, you and I probably 3 or 4 weeks ago said, keep an eye on the Niners. Niners start rolling. They played Minnesota last week. Kind of similar teams. I think both, you know, could beat anyone on any given day. Minnesota, like Justin Jefferson's a star. Obviously now Dalvin Cook's out, but Madison's a good player. They have some issues on defense, but they are so much better than the Lions. And it does feel like, I mean, the Lions headed toward a winless season. You know, at least they got a tie, you know. But this week, Minnesota, despite, you know, losing that game, they're still in the seventh seed. And if they win this game, they'll still be in very good shape. Ton of other teams are, you saw the Eagles, like they're not anything. The Saints are in shambles. Carolina's done. Like those two last two spots should be the Niners and Minnesota. And I, you know, you would think, even though that was a pretty big kick in the you know what last week to lose that game, they still control their own destiny. I do like them this week against the Lions. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. Not a huge edge here. I mean, you're still laying seven on the road in division against a team that's still a little, it's still very desperate to get their first win. But this is a bad football team. And you're right. Awesome. By the way, the 49ers, it's a huge win just if someone else does sneak up and they hold that tiebreaker, as we talked about. But the Lions, look, when you look at their offense, I mean, Goff is, we know how bad he is. He doesn't have many weapons. The one guy that can make some explosive plays in the run game and then out of the backfield is DeAndre Swift. Well, he's out a couple of weeks. So now it's Dan Campbell taking over play calling from Anthony Lynn. And we saw how that worked out on Thanksgiving. It's just, let's run a draw, let's run another draw, and then we'll run another draw. And he said that we're not going to play scared, and that's all they did is run draws to Williams. So that's not working out well. And he said he's going to keep the play calling duties until the end of the year. And then on the other side of the ball with their defense, it's one of the worst secondaries in the NFL. They can't stop the pass. They cannot get any pressure. Yes, Dalvin Cook is hurt. I think that works out for the Vikings here. That means Cousins will be passing more. to Thielen and Jefferson against a secondary that cannot defend them. I think the Vikings come out here in a game where there's almost no home field advantage, right? In division, you're familiar with the environment, indoors on a fast track. And I mean, how many fans are going to be there for this after, you know, you lost the Thanksgiving game, you're 0-10-1. So I think that the Vikings get this done by at least a touchdown.
Sunday Night Football, the games have got flexed. Denver has to have one of the most bizarre seasons of the year. Because if you watch them on the right weekend, you go, this is a 6-7 seed, right? And if you watch them on the wrong weekend, you go, God, this is a team drafted in the top 10. We know the divisional games are tough. You know, it's kind of crazy when you look at the AFC West standings. Obviously, the Chiefs are in first, 7-4. Every other team, 6-5. So, I mean, it's not inconceivable that the Broncos, if you were to win this game, you know, it'd be a playoff team. So, 10 points to me, Stucky, for a divisional game with a team that does have a good defense seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the Steelers and the Browns and last. Like, they're still right there. Similar divisions. But, I think that this is too many points if you can get the 10. Even if you buy the 10 at minus 115. Denver has been – I mean, Kansas City has owned Denver. I was thinking to myself, when's the last time they beat Kansas City? I couldn't think of it. I went back and checked. Kansas City's won 11 in a row against Denver, which is just crazy. But
that's a lot.
This is it's too many points. Look, the Broncos should have their tackles back. Their offense is playing pretty well. I mean, they grade out around like the 11th to 12th best offense in the NFL, and they've had a lot of injuries at receiver, the offensive line. Bridgewater's playing at an extremely high level. He's second in the NFL. If you look at a metric called EPA plus completion percentage over expectation composite, only Kyler Murray is higher. Mahomes, for reference, is ninth. Bridgewater, 26-9 against the spread as an underdog in his career. Just crazy. 20-5 as a road dog. And as a road dog over a field goal, he's 15-2, 88.2%. The Chiefs defense, I will give you, is better. Or they got some guys healthier. They moved some pieces around. They stopped using Sorensen as much. But it's still not a great defense. It's not, you know, historically bad, but it's still not above average. So I think that the Broncos can move the ball. The Broncos defense also is kind of built to, you know, use the scheme that's been giving the Chiefs issues, you know, two deep safeties, and they have two really good safeties, make them work down the field, hold them to field goals in the red zone. Broncos, by the way, led the NFL in red zone defense in 2019, led the red zone defense in 2020, first team in NFL history to lead in back-to-back years. They're top 10 again this year. So I think that they can, you know, take away the deep play. Chiefs still trying to figure out how to make that work. And the Chiefs, just because of the defense, because the offense isn't firing as much as it was, they've been an awful favorite lately. 7-15 is a favorite the last 2 years. 2-13 against the spread is a favorite over a field goal in their last 15 games as a favorite over three or more. And I think this is just too many points for a divisional game this late in the season for a desperate Denver team that I think has the personnel defense and is playing well enough on offense.
Can I tell you about my friends at FanDuel? Right now, all customers get $20 parlay bet bonus. You know who I like this weekend? I like the Chargers. Everyone's going to take the Bengals. I like the 49ers. And I kind of like the Steelers. Little parlay right there. A lot of playoff action going. Just place $20 in the same game parlay bets and get a $10 bonus, regardless if your bet wins or loses. A lot of good action this week. A lot of big games like the Broncos plus 10. Get your gamble on at FanDuel. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in yours today on FanDuel Sportsbook and make every moment matter more because you get paid. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today with the promo code COLIN to also receive a risk-free bet of $1,000. That's promo code COLIN so they know I sent you. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Tax refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42-ARIZONA, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, let's go a little bonus action here. I mean, the game of the week by far. I mean, it's got potential on paper to be one of the games of the year. Patriots-Bills at Buffalo. It just doesn't get much bigger. You know, this has got to be one of the bigger games. I mean, non-playoff game might be the biggest game Sean McDermott's ever had as a head coach. He's obviously has a, you know, shorter tenure than some, but this thing's huge. I honestly don't have much of a feel for this thing at all. What angle are you going with and who do you like?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I had to take the Bills. It got down to 2.5. It got down under a field goal, and I had to take that. Look, the loss of – I still have the Bills rated a couple points higher than the Steelers throwing home field, throwing the fact that they had, you know, a couple extra days of preparation here for a really good coaching staff. Remember, they played on Thanksgiving. They did lose Trey White, which is really going to hurt over the long term when they play, say, a, you know, Titans with a healthy receiving core or a Chiefs. You know, some of these more elite passing offenses downfield in the playoffs, because Trey White took away an elite receiver one side of the field. You could, you know, disguise your coverages more. You can roll your safeties the other side. I don't think his loss is going to be as big this game. One, it's not like the Patriots are throwing. Mac Jones is playing really well, but they're not chucking the ball down the field. Also, there's going to be 25 mile an hour winds. So, you know, there's the weather is going to really prevent Mac Jones, who doesn't really throw a sharp ball. Like he's not winging it. It's got a little float to it. So I don't know if he's going to be as effective this week in his first game. I think maybe ever we've seen him in win. So we'll see how that works out. He's playing really well. I do think that the Patriots defense is a bit overrated in the market right now. Look, they played the Titans last week with no Henry and zero receivers. Zero. I mean, their entire offense was out. The week before, they play a dreadful Falcons team. Calvin Ridley's out. Yeah, but they played the Browns with a hurt Baker Mayfield. That Browns offense had also a lot of injuries at the time. Week before that, they played the Panthers and Sam Darnold. So, I mean, this defense, which has looked awesome all year, has really benefited from a lot of injuries against opponents over the past month or so. And then if you go before then, their wins came over the Jets twice, the Texans. So I think that they're a bit overvalued in the market. The Bills, I still think, are a better team right now. And, you know, they're going to get their tackle back, Spencer Brown. They're going to get Star back in the middle of the defensive line. That's huge on both ends. I think the Bills under 3 has value. Should be an outstanding game, though. And I wouldn't – if you wanted to tease the Patriots up, I also think that they're a good teaser option. You can tease them through 7. Total is crashing down because of the weather, down to, like, I think 43 now. But I think the Bills find a way to get it done. And then we'll see this matchup again in Foxborough, which could decide the division in a few weeks.
Okay, I was going to let you get out of here, but I see you're wearing the Alabama shirt, and we usually put this out Saturday morning, so you got some hours if you're listening to this to bet. I mean, it does – listen, obviously, I mean, it's hard to disagree Georgia being a big favorite, but do you like Nick Saban getting a touchdown almost? I mean, you could argue that's pretty good value. How often has Nick Saban got a plus 6 something next to his name?
Yeah, I just grabbed the shirt, by the way. I have thousands of college shirts. Well, not thousands, but a lot. So I'm not an Alabama fan, full disclosure. But, yeah, I mean, Saban catching points. They've been favored in 64 straight games. And, 94 straight games. I think they've been favored in 164, the last 165. He's only been an underdog 5 times since 2008. He's won 4 of the 5 outright.
Wait, and how many games did you say straight he's been favored in? 140 something?
No, 94 straight.
94
straight. Yeah, so Alabama, this will be the first time they're an underdog in 93 games. They've been favored in 164 of their past 165 games. Here's, Bama's only been an underdog 5 previous times since 2008 when Saban arrived. They've won 4 of the previous 5. 2015, they're plus 1.5 against Georgia. They won 38-10. 2009, they're plus 4.5 against Florida. They won 32-13.
The Tebow team when they kicked his ass.
Yeah, 2008 Bama plus 10. This is the 2018. They're, remember 2007, they lost at home to, I think, like Louisiana Monroe or Lafayette. Monroe, yeah. 2008, they lost to Florida by 11. They were 10-point dogs. 2008, they were plus 6.5 to Georgia. They won by 11. 2008, they were plus 4 against Clemson. They won by 24. So, I mean, you're talking once since 2010 as an underdog against Georgia, and they won. It's just shocking. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at a lot of the numbers, it says that Georgia should be, if you throw up priors, like it should, Georgia should be like an 8-9. That's how dominant they've been. But they haven't really, this is a Bama team that can match them talent-wise. Coaching's the great equalizer. These two coaches are obviously really familiar with each other, know how to attack each other. Look, if you get 7, because this line's been like hanging out at 6.5, it's going to be hard to pass up taking Saban in this spot and all the talent that Alabama has, even though they've underperformed and Georgia has been extremely dominant. And Alabama has to throw everything at them this week. Maybe Georgia, yeah, it's like, all right, we don't have to win by much. Maybe we hold a couple things back. We're going to the College Football Playoff eventually. I mean, no matter what. So, you know, Alabama has to win this game to get in. So maybe there's an edge there. I do think it's not like Georgia's not going to care. But, yeah, 7 points with Saban, it's hard to pass up.
Well, appreciate you, Stucky. Have a good weekend betting. Just make some money, baby.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Later, bro.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.